Hey everybody, it's Steve. I'm here all by myself right now because Karen's decided that she's going to be a fool. And, I mean, I know one of us being a fool is probably a shock to everyone because we're normally such level-headed folks and all, but no, Karen's got a bit of a headache today. No, she's not hungover, neither am I, she just has a headache today. But she's decided she's going to make a store run for stuff that we, you know, want, but we don't really need it. You know, so she could have done this later, but I guess she just wants to give the dog a walk, and she just wants stuff. So right now, you're stuck with me. I hope Karen makes it back alive, because, I don't know, walking around with a headache is made of suck and fail. It's no fun. So I thought I would just do a little audio while I waited for the baseball game to start. I think maybe I'll bring you outside with me, out to the happy balcony, if this thing will cooperate. Let's see what happens. So I think I got my cord stuck in something, and you're going to come outside and you're going to have a beer with me. Well, maybe you're going to have about half a beer with me, because this one's kind of almost done a little bit. Hang on. Yeah, we got some here. But, yeah, don't really know what I'm going to talk about. I have a couple of ideas. But, yeah, mainly that I hope Karen will make it back alive. And that she will be unharmed. And that person honking the horn, I think, hopefully agrees. Anyways, I just had a couple things that I wanted to say. I'm kind of annoyed. Well, first of all, I'm kind of annoyed at this cord. Because it's decided... There we go. That's better. That's more like it. But, yeah, I'm kind of annoyed by all of these people who, because it's September, and really not only just because it's September, because people were doing this, like, before September even got here. They're acting like summer is dead. It's dead, it's gone, it's over, you know, because the kids are going back to school, you know, oh my god, all of a sudden the weather's not going to be summery anymore. It's not going to be good, and it's not going to be happy, and it's not going to be fun. Yeah, it is, okay? Don't mourn summer until it's actually gone. Stretch that out. Stretch it out. You know, sure, maybe the leaves are turning colors, but as long as you have summerish weather and weather you can stand, it's summer. And what I'm really annoyed at is the local CTV news around here, the CTV SWO, which is Southwestern Ontario, for the uninitiated among you. They sent out a tweet the other day, and they said, "Ho, ho, ho, it's only 120 days until Christmas, and it's still August at this point." And 120 days until Christmas? Who cares if it's 120 days until Christmas? That's like almost a third of a year. 120 days is like a third of a year, basically. It's like, I know there's like some change in there because nothing adds up correctly. But that's a third of a year, and it's still sunny. No one is thinking about Christmas. Nobody wants to think about Christmas in August. Nobody wants to think about Christmas in September, for God's sake. Hell, I don't even want to think about Christmas most of the time anymore. At Christmas. But it would be a lot easier to want to think about Christmas if there was Christmas at a reasonable time. You know, they like around here, I know in America, usually the big Christmas launch is like right after Thanksgiving at the end of November, when Black Friday hits and you know, you get to trample your fellow man to death in the lobby of the vestibule of a Target. You know, because nothing says the Christmas spirit like, you know, like stampeding some poor bastard so that you can grab an iPad or a fucking Nintendo, you barbarians. But anyways, I don't want to insult my American friends, but I know that's usually what you do. It's near the end of December, or November, when things usually kick into high gear. Here it's a little bit different. We don't really have any holidays, per se, to buffer things between, you know, between November and Christmas. Like, we've got our Thanksgiving's in October, obviously, so that happens. And then all the stores get into sort of Halloween mode. But the minute Halloween is over, like, you know, the corpse of Halloween has not even gone stiff at 12 o'clock November 1st, and the fucking Christmas music starts, and the decorations are going up, and it's just Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Gotta get that big marketing push to Christmas. And it's still 2 months away. Like, nobody wants to hear Christmas music in November. Like, well, at least if somebody does, I haven't met this person. And I don't know. It's so bad here that by the time it's actually Christmas, you're kind of sick of Christmas. Because you've been dealing with Christmas for like 60 days. Because it starts beginning of November, and then, you know, you have your big run up to Christmas, and you do all your Christmas stuff. And you can't even be not in the Christmas spirit until, like, January the 2nd or January 3rd, because, like, some of your New Year's parties will, like, also be Christmas parties because you don't get to see everybody. Everybody's not at the same party. So there's just too much Christmas. And there's especially too much Christmas when people start in with this, like, third of the year out, 120 days away. Oh, only 120 more sleeps. It's like, hello. It's 30 degrees outside. Not Fahrenheit, either. Just knock that shit off, everybody. Like, it's getting out of hand. And one other thing. I've talked about the tweeps and the Twexits and the tweeple and stuff before. I saw another one the other day. There was somebody was tweeting about a virtual ribbon style campaign thing for the I don't even remember what it was for. Because I just get so infuriated by stuff that I forget what the actual good intention was. But somebody was tweeting that you should change the avatar in your Twitter profile, your profile picture, to a twibbon. Get the fuck serious. A twibbon? Come on now. You're just taking it too far. No good. No twibbons, no twexits, no tweeple, no tweeps. None of that crap. Just stop it. Just quit it. Because, like, I hear stuff like, twibbon, and I don't even want to help you anymore. Could be, like, the greatest cause in the world. I don't even care. And on that happy note, I will get off this chair, and I will walk back into the house, and I will turn this damn thing off. Because, yeah, I did this on the mic with the long-ass cord. I'm going to go listen to baseball now. You can feel free to tweet at me. I'll have my phone sitting outside. I swear, my balcony, like, you know, 120 days before Christmas, man, my balcony's usually, like, the coolest room in my house. Oh, speaking of getting tweeted by phone, I think that's what just happened there. Either that or somebody's texting me. Hopefully it's not Karen saying she got hit by a bus. But anyway, that was fun. We'll have to maybe do that again when I'm a little drunker. I've only had, like, 3/4 of a beer, so I'm feeling just fine right now. So, anyways, that was cool. We'll talk to you guys all soon. I'm sure me and Karen both will be back with some stuff, because we have some ideas, and I'm sure we'll improvise something. So, until we meet again, this is Steve, and we'll talk to you soon.